All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm talking to you from New York City on this, the 25th day of May, 2021. I do want to remind you that I write a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and that you can subscribe to that letter by going to miningstocks.com. You can call our office here in New York City at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426 during normal work hours in New York City. I would also encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? ChenPicks.com is the place to go for that. Chen has especially a strong track record in the biotech sectors, but he also has done very well in the mining and in the energy sectors as well. What is Chen buying? What is Chen selling? Go to chenpicks.com. And we also like to remind you to consider subscribing to Michael Oliver's letter at olivermsa.com. Michael will be with me in a few minutes from now to give us his latest ideas about the markets. And I want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. And also want to encourage you to continue sending along whatever comments you might have about this show, good or bad or indifferent or whatever. Send away whatever your thoughts are about our show. Let us know. Want to thank our sponsors, this week's sponsors that make this show viable, economically possible: Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, El Oro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Firefox Gold, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp. And I should say that I remain extremely bullish on the prospects for all of our sponsors in 2021 as they are all gearing up for the exploration program this summer and going into the fall as well in many cases. Last week was the Metals Investor Forum, and I gave my presentation, a 20-minute presentation, which you can now view. It's a video, a YouTube video. If you go to miningstocks.com, scroll down to the second half of the homepage, and you'll see today's date, 5/25, a link that will take you right to my presentation in which I talk about the parallels between the Mississippi bubble of 1720 and how disastrous that turned out to be. We're in my view, very much in the same predicament as John Law was with the Mississippi bubble, only on a much grander scale, I fear. Anyway, you can watch that 20-minute presentation if you care to. Go to miningstocks.com. Scroll down to the bottom half of the page, second half of the page, important economic headings, and you'll see on May 25th a link that will take you to my talk concerning the United States compared to the Mississippi bubble. I also invited some companies that I really think you need to keep an eye on for this year as the exploration season gets underway: Goliath Resources, Firefox Gold, Gold Source Mines, White Rock Minerals, and Newfound Gold, one of the hottest stocks on the planet right now, Newfound Gold. They will be making presentations, and I'll keep you posted as to when they're available to watch those presentations. I've titled today's show, Is America Facing Stagflation? Lynn Alden and Michael Oliver return. We will be talking to Michael in just a couple of minutes from now. The last time we spoke to him, he was pretty much seeing an equity market weakness, but didn't see a crash. He saw sort of a layered decline. He also thought that at least in the near term, we would see both gold and the treasury markets benefiting from that. But of course, we're seeing much higher inflation rates now. Is it possible that we might see a decline in the equity in the bond markets, along with an equity market decline, as inflation has reared its ugly head for the first time in many years, to something like an annual rate of something over 4%? Well, it's certainly more than the Fed has been bargaining for. We'll see if it's a transitory issue or not. Certainly one of the things we're going to want to talk to Lynn Alden about as well today. So we do have an inflation problem. We'll see if that's going to have something to do with the issues. Next week, we're going to be talking to David Rosenberg. David is more of a deflationist or a disinflationist. And, of course, a couple of weeks ago, we had John. Had our in John Williams with us, who is of the hyperinflation school. So there's various ideas out there. So we want to talk to, we do really want to talk to Lynn Alden in the second half of today's show to see what she has to talk about. Now, I was reading some of her latest writings in preparation for today's talk, and she's really looking at the possibilities of the 70s, not so much the 1970s stagflation, which seems like a real possibility in my view, having lived through that time. It feels a lot like that to me. But she has some very good arguments for comparing the current period that we're in now with that of the 1940s. I think very well reasoned, ideas as to why we may be looking at something much more like the 1940s inflationary situation, where the federal government has to spend huge amounts of money to get things going again. Fiscal stimulus rather than monetary stimulus, as she points out, it is very difficult when these long credit cycles, long debt cycles near the end, it's very difficult for monetary policy to have any effect, any significant effect, and the only thing left is fiscal stimulus. So we'll talk to Lynn Alden in the second half of today's show to see what she has to say, and her explanation should be very, very interesting. I'm really looking forward to that. In the meantime, right now, though, we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, Michael Oliver will be with us to give us some of his ideas about what he sees right now in the markets. Certainly turning bearish, I think, on equities. Turning bearish on the dollar from what I've seen in his most recent remarks. So we'll ask Michael to comment on those key markets when we come back. So we're going to go to commercial break now. But don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Oliver.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.